Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, viewers, to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. But today is a special episode of Blog Talk Radio due to the fact that today is our comedy special. And on today's comedy special, we will be featuring some very, very, very top-notch guests. Right now, I am waiting for one of those guests, so at the moment, you may hang on. If there's anything you'd like to speak to the host about, here. And, well, that's that. So, let's get started. And, alright, let's get started with first comedian of the night, or day, whatever you call it, Miss Jessica Tumuti. Miss Jessica Tumuti, you're on air.
I know.
It's going good.
Alright, looks good. So, Nathan.
Yes.
What do you want me to? What do you? What's this about? What do you want me to talk about?
Comedy monologue.
What's a monologue? It sounds like a magazine.
No, it's something you say. It's basically a monologue is something you say. Now make it fun. Basically, it's comedy. Comedy. You get the picture.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I just start making jokes right, for
so,
like 10 minutes straight.
Here, I have a joke for you. All right. I'm giving a shout out to J-Ron right now. He just texted me because he thinks I'm funny, and I know I'm funny. So, all right, we're going to be talking about cheesy pickup lines because you know why not? You know, people just need some dickhead. Now, pickup lines don't get you anywhere, but they do make you hilarious. So, now, I use pickup lines in everyday life. And the one that I use very often is, do you have a library card? Because I'm checking you out. And that's it. You're welcome.
Okay, so I'm guessing I have to carry out the show for around probably how long do we have? Even though we just started, I have to carry out the show for the next 27 minutes. Gee, that sounds fun. All right, well, if I have to,
don't
first on the agenda.
Don't take me off the air. I mean, you better keep me on.
Okay.
Nathan, don't you dare take me off this air.
All right, first up, let me just explain to you for all the new viewers, which now is skyrocketed to 312 viewers, history behind my life and comedy. Comedy has been my dream since Sunday. Yes, let's go with Sunday. Let's go with Sunday. After watching the SNL 40th anniversary.
Did you guys
see that
girl from Grown Ups 2? She played Beyonce.
Yes, I did.
That was
yes.
Awesome.
It's taken a toll in my life. I mean, without comedy, I would basically be nowhere.
The world would not have
just
me.
Be an ordinary person. Yes, the world would not have me. Comedy is what makes the world go round.
I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do with that. Huh?
I thought that was the equator.
Oh, I'm
that did that. Or no, maybe not. Okay, maybe not. Anyway.
The equator has nothing to do with this. back before comedy came into my life, the only thing that mattered was technology. I mean, that's the only thing that matters now. That's the only thing that matters now in the world. I just am Kim Kardashian.
That's how I'm talking to you, technology. That's how you're on the radio, is technology.
Yeah. Other than the news and how Kim Kardashian seems to matter to people.
Do you watch the news?
By the way. Huh? Yes,
do you watch
yes,
the
did.
News? I don't watch the
yes,
news.
Yes, I did.
I don't watch the news.
I'm such an odd child. I am such an odd child. Like, for one thing, a funny way of me getting rid of my nightlight one time was smashing it with a hammer. Then, of all things,
oh, dear
letting
God.
It burn.
Listen.
This seems to be going nowhere. So to bring on our first person, because I really need the help. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh.
Our first person. Who is this? 412-478. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in now.
Hello, you are on air. Who is this?
This is Dayron Van Biver. I have mad pickup line.
Oh, God, no.
I got one.
Stop it.
God, no.
Because you're looking right all day.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for dearly sorry for putting him on air.
It's the Savage. You should be honored. God.
I mean, yeah, the Savage part. You have the Savage part right, but. Oh, we are dearly sorry for putting him on air. That will never happen again.
Oh, come on. Next. Nathan, Dayron wants you to put him
yeah?
on.
Yeah. My God.
Put him in.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. Sorry. I'm trying.
He's... Oh, God.
I just wanted to prove my pickup was. I don't know what I did.
All right. You're on.
Okay.
Trying to make our 347 viewers laugh.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just send them a picture of your face. That'd be hilarious.
I'm hilarious. Nathan, where's this nice isn't there like a group chat for this? I wanna type in it.
Yeah, just go on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com, then /kidsopinion on.
Nathan,
then
interview
me. Interview you. Okay. So, Dayron, what's your life story? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah?
Give us an insight on who Dayron Van Biver is.
Okay, he is around 6'5".
He is a
weighs
savage. Weighs around 10 pounds.
6'5"?
Like,
no, he's around 6 inches.
Yeah,
so
six
keep
inches.
On going.
That's about, I'm around 6 inches. I'm pretty small. I'm about 90 pounds. I am a starting linebacker.
A linebacker.
Okay.
Is that using that?
And
yeah.
I am like really great.
All right. Now let's give you. Tell us about your love life.
Oh, my love life. Oh, there's a long way.
With Miss Jessica Tamudi, our co-host.
Wife.
Tell us about that. Tell us about how you're obsessed with her.
No.
Tell us about how you're
obsessed
with Lexi Wagner. How you were with Jacqueline Kennedy. Gunther. With Emily Kane. Tell us how you're currently also obsessed with Paige Truax.
You know, you're just giving all these names out to, like, a bunch of random people, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the whole point of...
Yo, ISIS. P.O.P., hold it down.
Yeah, message to ISIS. Let our people go. Okay?
Yeah, like,
message
to
ISIS. Let our people... Either let our people go,
I'm going to shoot.
Or at least let us make jokes about you. Or at least make let us make jokes about you with having to kill us. I mean, I personally say jokes, but yeah, I care about the people too.
No, I like jokes.
What?
Yeah.
I like
you know,
jokes.
We're
going
for jokes.
Here, I'll find
okay,
one.
So
I'll find one.
All right, ISIS, we're going. Let us make jokes. We don't care about the people. Yeah, let us make jokes.
Who's ISIS?
What?
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 He makes ISIS.
Who said
or
that?
Wait,
who's... No, who said it? Who's
Jeff.
ISIS?
That was Jeff.
Jeff.
What?
You do not know. You do not know who ISIS is.
Are you drunk?
Never mind.
I know who he is now. We will be back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever felt tired? Have you ever felt tired of the new face? I mean, of your look? Have you ever felt
yes.
like... You want
that's why you gotta get your
face.
Eyebrows done.
You want the face.
So you gotta go get
of
those eyebrows
an angel.
Mm-hmm.
You want the face of an angel and the butt of Kim Kardashian. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have news for you.
Wait, are you talking about me, Nathan? I know. I have the butt of Kim Kardashian. It's a struggle.
I have news for you. We are opening a new laser. Laser eye surgery and plastic surgery named.
You want to see a magic?
Get you a new body.
No. Make it like Jack Lazar. Because Lazar.
Kind of
right.
Kind.
Guys, you want to see a magic trick?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back after these few messages. Literally.
You want to see a magic trick?
Okay,
so
guys, I think we have to pick up.
Do you
okay,
want
I think we
to,
have to pick
see this. A magic trick?
No one wants to see a magic trick. We're about to go back on air in 30 seconds.
Nobody can see
magic
your
trick.
Nobody
your
can
way.
See your magic trick.
All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we are back with now, hopefully, better jokes. Better
Nathan,
people.
Can I make blonde jokes?
Yeah.
Can I make blonde jokes?
Yes.
Who wants to see a magic trick?
No one can see the magic trick, but okay.
They can hear the magic trick.
Who wants to see a magic trick? Hear a magic trick. In the count of three, I'm going to make Mr. Van Bibber disappear. 1, 2, 3. He's off.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
That's. All right. This time, I'm not winging it. This is not going anywhere. So, I'm now winging it. Ladies and gentlemen, as you may know, your host, I am a frequent user of the app iFunny and 101 Best Jokes. So now I'm going to use this as my inspiration to...
Isn't iFunny for people who aren't funny and try to be?
Yes, you guys. So basically, every starting comedian in the world... I don't technically use iFunny. I look through...
Okay, real quick, I'm giving my thoughts on school. You
did think it was good. Thank you. That's something we all
school
need.
School is very educational. Who wants to see a magic trick?
Yes. I do.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
In three seconds, I will disappear. 3, 2, bye, Felicia.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, That's Marsha. Let me give my opinions on school. School, I think, is a prison. I've always imagined school to be a prison. I've always imagined school to be not more of a reminder that we of how many more years we have. I've always thought school to be more of something they use as execution instead of death by injection or electric chair, death by boredom by sitting in school. So basically, what half of our viewers are experiencing right now as they listen to this show. It's kind of a funny concept. I'm looking for some backup. Someone back me up here. Ooh. Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, we are experiencing some technical difficulties. I will be back in a second. All right, so I am back under one circumstance. I've decided to tank this show. In a way, you'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now introducing our new panel of speakers. I'm trying to get those hosts right now. It may take a few seconds. Oh, Jack's second photo. Okay. Okay, sorry. To that one actual VIP colleague that's still there. Okay, you know what? This has not gone the way as planned, so please, I'll be right back after these messages. Riley, hold on. I'll be there. Riley, you know you're still on air, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So I've hopefully tanked this show. Just
no. Honey, come here.
All right. Why? Who is it? I think I'm gaining my viewers back. I'm gaining more viewers back. It was only a one day.
How many viewers are you at?
Huh? Oh, right now I'm at 400. So it's kind of embarrassing that I'm not saying anything.
Little bit.
All right, I think I'm getting more callers. Two callers.
Hey,
can I make it three? Yes.
Who's the one teacher at school that you hate?
I do not wish to say that in front of my 400 viewers.
Yeah, because no one will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's put Daron back.
Oh, God. Why?
Daron, you are... Oh, okay. Wait, who was that? Hello, who is 412-515-5724? Hello? Who is 412-515-5724? All right, Daron, you're
on air. Yes, Bye, Felicia, here. Bye, Felicia is here.
Bye, Felicia is here. She is back. She has made her comeback. So, ladies and gentlemen...
I am Tyrone Jr.
I may actually have this show on a comeback. Anyway, say day Ron, carry it away. Let's make a. Oh, that was Taylor. That's Taylor.
Oh,
Taylor! If we can get Grace, no Taylor. If we can get Grayson on, that would be good. Taylor, you are on air. How would you like that?
I can get him in.
How would you like for us to put on Grayson on air? Just so you, if you don't know, I know you don't know. You are on a live radio show.
Is Kaylin there?
I need two more people.
Kaylin, you should really call.
Nathan, I'm telling Jeff to call in.
All right, we may be able to save this. We may be able to save this show. And
okay, wait. Can I get a shout out? Can I get a shout out?
Yes, let's give a shout out.
Okay, shout out to Jess for holding it down. Bye, Felicia.
And for enduring, and shout out to all the viewers who are enduring this. Which, don't worry, the show is about to get better. It's about to get way better.
Wait. Has Jess called back in?
Has Jess called back in? Jess, have you called back in? No, but we have, a little more viewers.
I told her to. Well, Taylor said she called on that DM.
All right.
DM, like, Riley, could we, like, all talk about our relationships here?
Nathan, I know you're kind of complicated.
Yeah, why don't you tell?
Mine's a difficult struggle.
Nathan, didn't you want to talk about your special someone?
Yes, I did, actually, in fact. I think, you know, that's what we're going to devote our whole next episode to. And one day we're going to forget this episode ever happened. Because it was a disaster, no one put any thought into it. I planned it at the last minute. So...
Bye, Felicia.
Daron, I mean, Riley, let's start with you.
Oh, God.
Who is that? Who is that? Special someone.
That special someone.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Fine, Devin. Devin, can I get a last name, please?
No.
Is it Devin? Would it be Devin Potts?
Oh,
yes. If my memory serves correct, it's Devin Potts. Whose location is that?
Yeah, are you sure it's not Devin Schmeagle-Beagle? Or is it Devin Schlegel?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how horrible is this show going?
I'm saying at like 10.5. Okay,
I'm saying it's
enough.
To all our viewers, I am sorry that this show was not well planned out at all. This
Hashtag
was
not planned as well.
Minute. Yeah, this was a last-minute thing.
Put Jess back on. Put Jess back on.
She's not even on. She's not even calling. Oh, wait, no, she is calling. Okay.
Yeah, put it in.
Jess, you are back on air.
Wait, I'm
Thank God,
man.
I've been
I'm
waiting
major.
Here for
Guys,
about 10
I'm the
minutes.
Guys, I'm the weatherman. I am the weatherman.
Okay.
Jess,
it's
you are back on
like
air.
Let me check.
You
want to see another magic trick?
Yeah.
Do you want to see another magic trick?
And it's -4°C.
Who wants to see another magic trick?
Me.
I do.
God.
Me.
Answer.
I do.
God. Okay.
Three.
A girl called this talk show. And then about 5 minutes later, she said, "Bye, Felicia."
clearly this cast is full of inside jokes.
I got a nice.
Wait a minute, Nathan. Guess what? Hashtag
what?
Sprinkles are for winners.
Yay. All right, you know what? I've come to the realization that I have to cut some cast members from the show. I'm not sure who yet. But I will have
beautiful girls out there. Are you a trampoline? Because I want to bounce on you.
Okay. Is anyone else just kind of disturbed, mentally disturbed now?
Me, myself, and I.
Hashtag me.
Okay, I may not be very clean, but
I would like to.
Right?
But there is one person I would like to thank up there who has stayed on the show. The whole show and nothing but the show. And is finally our new cast member. Someone I have found. Riley.
What about our new cast member, Riley Hill.
Alright. Okay, alright. So there's someone that has been dying to be on this show. Oh wait, no, that's Grayson, never mind. Hey Grayson.
I thought that was Kaylin, but...
Yes?
Why would like Nathan?
Huh? Yes, you are.
Is that Grayson or Kaylin? I can't really tell.
That's offensive, right,
we
Gerald.
We have 60 seconds, so... So we have 60 seconds, and we've now dropped to 200 viewers. So, before I go...
I thought we had 400.
Yeah, we dropped.
I would like to
make a special note that half the viewers you've heard today, they will not be here on Wednesday, our next show.
I will.
Some of them won't.
I will try.
All right, we have 10 seconds. I don't know what to say anymore.
Hey, baby, I can fucking go fall through 50 feet of garden hose. Wait, what?